We continue our learning. Nishmas David Menachem Shem Rav Yaakov Benichos Eliyahu. We are in Yevamos Perek Dalid Mishnah Aleph. Hachotz Levimto. You have a case where chalitza was performed. Let's say Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven passed away. Shimon performs chalitza on Leah, on his sister-in-law, on Reuven's wife, and so chalitza now she's free to marry. V'nimtzeis meuberes. And you find out that she, Leah, is pregnant from Reuven, from the deceased husband, Vyolda, and she gives birth. So now, what's the issue? The issue is that there was no din of Yibam or Chalitza if she has a child. So says the Mishnah, Bizman Shahavlad Shel Kayama, if the child is no longer a Nafel, it's let's say past 30 days, it's not an aborted child, the child is going to survive, or we know Shekalulo Chadashav, let's say a case where it's a full-term baby, so we don't even have to wait 30 days. We know for sure it's not a Nafel, it's a healthy child, so therefore the Chalitza was meaningless. So therefore, why? Because obviously the deceased brother had a child all along, and there's no din of chalitza or yibam. So therefore, if there was no chalitza done, so the halacha now is who mutter bikrovo seha. He, Shimon, who is the living brother, is allowed to marry the krovos, the family members, the relatives of the chalutza. Why? Because like this, a chalutza, we know, is normally treated as a grusha. Chalutza is like a grusha midrabana, like a woman who's divorced. So, and the halacha is that any krova, which is usher onto someone as because of being a grusha, so is usher on chalitza, on the choletz, the one who does chalitza as well because of the chalitza. But since this wasn't a chalitza at all, so therefore whatever rules would apply to cases of grusha would not apply here because this was a meaningless chalitza. A make-believe chalitza was not done at all. And not only that, not only is he who mutter bikrovoseh, but vihi mutter muteris bikrovov. So, and she is allowed to marry his relatives. Let's say, for example, let's say he, Shimon, had a brother from a mother. So Reuven mourned his brother from the father with Eben. But let's say he had another brother. Let's say another brother, Zevulun, right, from another mother. So therefore, she's allowed to marry that brother because the chalitza does not prohibit this woman to marry this other brother. Where chalitza, because there's no chalitza. Had there been chalitza, so then there would have been a problem. Velo, not only that, velo pasla min hakahuna. Not only that, it's through this chalitza, she does not become pasul, disqualified from kahuna for the same thing. Normally, a grusha cannot marry a kohen. A chalitza also can't marry a kohen. But here, this chalitza will not pasul her from kahuna because the chalitza was meaningless because the deceased brother actually had a child all along. Ein avlat shel kayama though, but let's say it's an afel. The child does not live. Lo kalu chadashav. It didn't, was not a full term child, and the child did not live. So therefore, hu asur bikrovo seha. Vihi asur bikrovav. Because of the chalitza, he is asur to marry her relatives because of the chalitza. The same way, had they been divorced, that would have been the halacha. And she's asur to marry his relatives. Upsala min hakuna. Not only that, she can't marry a kohen, just like a grusha. There is an opinion in the Gemara that she would eat another chalitza as well, because the chalitza of a muberes, of a pregnant woman, is not a chalitza at all. But that's at least one opinion in the Gemara. Perek Dal Mishnah Beis. After we learned the previous Mishnah that a person was choletz to his Yavama, and we find out she's pregnant from the previous husband. So what the halacha is, our Mishnah is going to deal with, let's say a person was miyabim, did yibim to his Yavama, and we find out she's pregnant from the previous husband. Hakone says Yavimto, Vinimtes Meuberes. The older person was Miyabem, his sister-in-law. Shimon marries Leah, let's say. We find out she's pregnant. The older, she gives birth to a child. Bizman Shavlat Shel Kayama. If the child went to full term or it lived 30 days, even though it wasn't full term and it's a healthy, viable child. So the halacha is Yotzi. He has to, Yotzi, some say it means he needs to give her a get. But others say, no, you don't have to give her a get. That was an erva. You weren't allowed to live together. There's no kiddush in that. That's even tofis that takes effect. Why? You're living with Eishes Ach. Here's a case where the Eishes Ach is your brother's wife, and you're not allowed to live with her. That's an absolute Isser erva. The marriage was a nothing. The Yibam was meaningless. You were doing an Isser Arayos. So she leaves, even without a get, according to most. Not only that, you did an Isser Doraisa. It was very serious Isser Doraisa, Isser Koreis. V'chayavin b'karban. The Yavam and the Yavama, these the man and the woman, in this case Shimon and Leah, who were not allowed to live together because in the end, Leah had been pregnant, and therefore there's no din of Yibam. Shimon and now Leah live together as a brother and a sister-in-law, are not allowed, his brother's wife. So they have to bring a karban, have to bring karban chatas. The main avlad kelshel kayama, but if again you bring a karban chatos because obviously it was b'shogeg. If the vlad, however, was a nefel, was not viable, then yikayim, then yavam can stay married to the yavam. The Gemara says he should, however, then have bia again with in mind l'shem mitzvah yibam because of bia with the muberes lo shma bia regarding the halacha of yibam. What about Safek ben Tisha la Rishon, Safek ben Shiva la Achron? What happened? She gave birth, this Leah, but you don't know if she's pregnant from the original husband, Reuven, from the original who passed away, and therefore she obviously was not allowed to live with Shimon, and he was not allowed to perform Yibam. There's an Isser of Eishes Ach, but there's a Safek maybe she's Muberes from the neutral husband. Maybe it's a 9-month child from the previous marriage or a 7-month child from the newer marriage. Yotzi, so he has to give her a get me suffake, v'havlad kosher. But the child, we assume, either way is kosher. Why? Whether he's the vlad of the original child or this child. Why? Because if he's the vlad of the original child, so then of the original husband, so then, okay, they were allowed to be married, and that was fine. And if it's the vlad of the yavam, so then the yibum was done kedin, because obviously there was no child for the previous marriage, and if they were allowed to live together, and this child therefore was not a problem, is not a mamzer, and it's okay. But the chayavin ba'asham tali, nonetheless, they have to bring an asham tali. An asham tali is a carbon that we bring when we have a suffix. When you know you did something asur, that's an isur kares b'shogeg b'in karban chatas. When you're unsure of it, let's say you have someone who's a suffix boel anida. So anida and isur kares. So the halacha is that the two of them have to bring an asham tali. Asham tali means it's a guilt offering that's suspended. If you find out that you did the aver, you have to bring karban chatas. But this at least protects you if you never find out that you did what the isur is. It protects you in this case of a suffix. So here too, we have a case with potential Asham Tali, because we don't know. It's possible that there was a child for the first marriage, and that would mean there was no heter at all for them to live together in Isser Veishes Ach. So here you don't bring a Karban Chatas, but you do bring an Asham Tali.